So yesterday we were trying to develop this idea that's referred to the Bris Ben Abisayim, V'achrei Chen Yitzu B'Rechosh Gadol, and now comes to its fruition. Uvnei Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe V'Yishalum B'Mitzrayim Klei Chesev U'Klei Zahav U'Smalos. And we pointed out, especially in light of the Gemara and Brachos, that this was not something the Jewish people instinctively would have done. Asu Kidvar Moshe, they did it out of respect for Moshe, and Hashem even had to ask Moshe, Daber Nabi Asnei Ha'am, it was really between Hashem and Avram. There was concern that Avram would say, you know, Kivi Yachol, Avadum Va'inu Osam Kiyem Bahem, V'achri Chen Yitzu B'chush Gado Lo Kiyem Bahem, so they had to do it. But the Gemara in Brachos gives voice to this idea that it was even Bal Karacham Di Yisrael, that they saw it as a burden, because when a person is Chavosh B'Veis HaAsurim, when a person is in prison, their mind is not on, you know, gold and silver. Their mind is on freedom. Maybe their mind is on subsistence. You know, that's the way that we try to explain the whole idea of Misharosam, Tsuros Besimosam Al Shechmam, that they held on to the food because that was important to them. We even tried to explain that that was the whole idea of Usmalos, that the clothing was more valuable to them. So the basic objects of clothing, of food, would be valuable to a slave. And much less so if the person, you know, was coming from a more normal circumstance, they would obviously look at the gold and silver as the greater opportunity. So then what we tried to do is to demonstrate yesterday that there might be more to this story. And that, as the Rav noted, Mashikana Eved Kanarabo, a part of the idea of them leaving with assets has to do with the process of becoming B'nai Chorin themselves. They're not leaving as Avadim, but just like they refused to leave in the middle of the night, Chipazon de Mitzrayim, they waited for Chipazon de Yisrael, they waited for the time that it was, you know, for them to go on their own terms, so they went out as free people in the material sense as well. And this is meant in that way to rehabilitate and to give them dignity. And if that's true, so then we said it was really worth looking at the mitzvah saseh of hanik tanik lo, mitzoncha migarnecha mikvecha, and the parallel iser of lo sishalchenu reikam. Now that word reikam has special significance for us because when you go back to the very beginning of Sefer Shmos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, v'aya ki seleichun lo selchu reikam, matches perfectly here with the Eved Ivri, v'chisich al sishalchenu chavshim eimach, lo sishalchenu reikam. So the Chizkuni makes it very much about the practical matter of it, you know, how are they going to sustain themselves? But the Ibn Ezra says that it really has to do more with tiferes. And Rashi already points out, v'zacharta ki Eved Ha'isa b'mitzrayim, al kena nochim etzavcha laso seis hadavar hazeh, the idea of elachta b'drachav, Bizas Mitzrayim u'Bizas Hayam ha'anek ta'anek lo. We even noted al derech hadrush that it's very fascinating that amongst the differences between Machar as Atzmo versus Micharu Bezdin is not just the Shifcha Knanis, it's not just the possibility to be Nirtza Micharu Bezdin, but this ha'anek ta'anek represents yet another difference between Micharu Bezdin and Machar as Atzmo. And I tried to suggest yesterday, al derech hadrush, right, that this relates to the Jewish people in Egypt, if that really is the basis for ha'anik tanik lo, v'zacharta ki eved ha'isa b'tzrayim, because we were in a mecharu bezdin kind of a situation, v'nim kar b'gneva so, right, that the gneva, mechiras Yosef, is ultimately nizgagil hadavar v'yardu avosena mitzrayimah, that was responsible for the whole thing, you know, and as such, you know, we deserved the standards of Micharu Bezdin, and the standards of Micharu Bezdin are Hanik Tanik Lo Mitzoncha Migarnecha Umiyikvecha. Okay, so continuing on here in the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, let's begin with Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. Aiden, why don't you read for us? Right, so the Rambam says it's clear in the Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's even implicit in the Torah Shebichsav as well. It's not dispositive, but it sounds that way because the whole idea of nirtza is that you're, a man is talking. Ahavti es adoni es ishti ves banai doesn't sound like it's a possibility for an isha to become a nirtza. Umau shenamar ve'af la mascha tasa kain. So the Amma Ivriya is entitled exactly to the same thing. Now, the reason that I like this so much, Shimshi, is this goes back to the Pasuk itself, Isha'Allah, Isha, Mishchenta, Umigaras, Besa, Kechasev, Uchlezahav, Usmalos, that the women are explicitly indicated in the Pasuk as being included in the paradigm, as we're suggesting, of Hanik, Tanik, Lo. So it wasn't just the men, but it was the women as well. Kol mishaleach avdo v'amaso. Go ahead, Aiden. Right. So it's really interesting. And this is something just very important for us to be focused on our learning in general. Whenever you have avi and asay and alosa say, it behooves us to figure out, you know, what the dominant idea really is. So here the Asay and the Losa say, they just seem like they reinforce each other. You might say, you have to give them something. You're not allowed to send them empty-handed. But sometimes you could have a situation where, you know, there is an Asay and a Losa say, but the one of them is really the dominant idea. You have this Asay when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif. There's a mitzvah Asay of Shabbos, and there's a concept of Losa Asay Kol Malacha. And depending on the Rishon, sometimes the mitzvah asay, the Ramban in particular, gives great significance to the asay. The asay goes beyond the los asay of afilu dvarim sheyish b'mishum shavus. You have it, v'asisa makeh legagecha v'los asim damim b'veisecha, you have to put up a fence. There it really seems like the driving force is the los asay, that you don't want anybody to die. It's not so much that we're so interested in the fence, but the fence is a hechi timsi, that nobody should fall off your roof and die. You know, as A.B. once said, why is the fence there? So nobody will fall off and die. So, you know, again, it's the lo sasim damim beveisacha that's the controlling factor. So here in the Rambam and Hilchos Avadim Tzvi, what seems to be the dominant factor? Is it the asay or the lo sasay? What do you think? I didn't hear. What? Shimon? Go ahead. According to the simple lashon of the Rambam. Right, so the Rambam says, "Kol mishaleach avdo v'amaso rekam over below sase." So shenem arlosi shalchenu rekam. V'arei akasev nitkol lase, and then the Torah attached it to ase, as the pasuk says. Next, ha'anek tanik lo. So the Rambam says, if you look at the order of the psukim, the real idea is that you shouldn't send them empty-handed. Rather, you should give them something. Now, why is this important for me, the Mahalich that I'm trying to develop, Emmanuel? Why is it important for me? Because there's a basic question that was posed yesterday. If I'm really correct, and the paradigm for this whole idea of sending out Avadim not empty-handed is based on Mitzrayim, so then there's a burning question, Emmanuel, that we have to resolve. What's that question? What's the burning question we have to resolve? If it's really a kiyum daraisa v'halachta bidrachav, Hashem gave us when we were leaving Egypt, so we have to give the eved v'zacharta ki eved ha'isa b'mitzrayim. So then, what's very bothersome about this, Katie?
Why you
have to pay the amayvia? No, the Gornish, the women went out also. That makes sense. V'shallah isha mishchenta migaras besa. Question was raised yesterday. What did the Jews get? Zahav kesev usmalos. What does the Eved get? Tzoncha migarnacha mikvecha. Nisal. How does my diokir in the Rambam help answer that question? The point isn't really so much. Good. The mechayiv is lo sishalachenu rekam. Don't leave them go empty-handed. So in specific situations, maybe it was kesev zav usmalos. In other situations, maybe the best thing to give is tzoncha garnacha mikvecha. if the emphasis were on the aseh, it's very hard to say this. But if the emphasis is on the los aseh, v'los shalchenu rekam, then I think I have a stronger leg to stand on. You with me, Aiden? Nice. Okay. Dal Stukian, go ahead.
Why do we have the aseh then?
I think you can confirm this diuk that I have in the Mishnah Torah if you go back to the Sefer HaMitzvos. Because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, even when he was describing the aseh, he should sivanu lahanik eved ivri, chsheyetze lechavshi, velo yetze biyadayim rekanios. That he's here describing the mitzvah aseh shimshi, but what does he really say it is?
That
they don't go out empty-handed. He doesn't mention anything about the tzonecha garnecha mikvecha. Pretty happy with my diak, I have to say. Read. Echad ayetzei b'sof sheheish. Again, a normal time period would be 6 years, or they decide to become a nirtza, so they go up the yovel, or the adon dies, right? Obisimanim, right? That as soon as she shows signs of, right, you know, development, pubescent development. If somebody is able to pay off, right, the one who's stole and therefore Micharu Bezdin, but he's able to pay off whatever the remaining years of his servitude would be. Let's say he was bought for $600. So each year of his servitude is worth $100. If he can pay it off, Ein Manikin Lahem. He's not entitled to a pay at the payment at the end. Shenemar. Right.
Exactly.
So why does this make sense according to our Mahalik? That the whole idea is to rehabilitate and to give dignity. If the guy was able to pay off what he owed, so that he's in a completely different situation than somebody, you know, who never had this dignity.
I thought so that the whole point of that guy, the only person who would be a Malkin based in Arama, but he wouldn't have any money.
Right, but let's say he's able to get a sponsor. Somebody else, right? So he's not this abandoned Muznach figure.
But if he had a sponsor,
what's that? I mean, I came up 2 years ago. Hanik tanik lo mitzayin chami garne chami kvecha. Achma atzman, the things that generate, they're very productive economically. The tzon generates, right, all this wool, etc. Migornecha, mikvecha. These are things that have a special bracha associated with them. The wine, the breads. Aval haksafim va'abigadim. What's so fascinating about the Rambam choosing Ksafim and Begadim, Gordon? You were all over that. Tochide Dibor, you had your hand up. Beautiful. Those are the Rambam feels the need to explain, right, that, oh, in this case, you don't give exactly what the Jews got. You'd only say that if you understood there was a deep relationship there. Right, we're hitting all the Nakudos in the Rambam, okay? Shiner, Nachweiter. Right? That's a situation where an Eved is killed by the shore, a shore Yisakel. So an Eved at minimum has to be worth, right, 30 pieces. Good. Good, Nachi. Hanik, tanik. Beautiful.
And all before what I think what you have, your bracha.
Exactly right. So you could always give more, but he gets something at minimum. Now, just a little bit further. Imbarachu parag pagabo yovel kshubo reyach. So let's say he runs away, right? And then the yovel comes. V'yatzalacherus, that all avadim go free during the yovel, even if they're fugitive slaves. Eino chayev laniko shenemar v'chi sishalachanu. In other words, the point is that this has to do with something that when you send out your Eved, so Velachta Bedrachav, when Hashem sent us out of Egypt, He gave us this wealth. We send away an Eved, so we have to give him the wealth. If the Eved runs away, so he doesn't get the wealth, right? It has to fit the basic pattern that we discussed. Yeah, exactly right. So this is the last line that I wanted to show you, that let's say he has an outstanding debt. So now his creditor comes, Eitan, and says, oh, great, I see that you have all this money. Let me now collect my debt from this money. Can he do that? No. That this is something that inalienably belongs to the Eved Ivri. It's not a seizable asset. So what's that? That so in the and the breads and the and the wines, nobody can seize that for an outstanding loan. And the reason is, again, because it's not so much about the money, I think, but it's more about the idea that you're restoring this person to some sense of dignity. So if somebody could take it away on a loan, I mean, that sort of undermines and defeats the entire purpose. One line here in the Sefer Achinuch that I thought was interesting. Naor, you want to just... Right, so it is technically tied into the Beis HaMikdash, because that's when you have the Din of Eved Ivri. Shein Eved Din Eved Ivri, Noe Gala Bismancha Yovel Noe, Kamosha Kasafti Masha Kadam. When we come up, come off Bisman Azeh, Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Lekach, there's a lesson here from the Torah, a fascinating point. Yeah, very good. So, Shim Sachar Echad Mibnei Yisrael, the Avadu's Man Ruba, let's say you have a Jewish employee, you don't have an Eved Ivri, or Afilu Muad. So, what principle can we derive from this? That when the person's employment. Yeah, Nachi?
When you're like someone doing a work, you always have to make a party or like give them something, like give them like a farewell.
Exactly, there should be, right? That you should give some kind of a severance package. Very important that there's a concept here. All right? You guys should know the Sefer Achinuch if it ever becomes relevant on an employee basis. So, Ezra. Trini?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like,